Webby, Launchpad, Dewey, you join me today for a once-in-a-lifetime adventure.
In this field? We're in a field. Is this a once-in-a-lifetime field?
We are moments away from something amazing. It's... Oh, can you feel it? It's happening. Welcome to the Ghost Library, the spiritual remains of Old City Hall Library, which burned to ash on this very spot precisely 500 years ago.
That's right. Today, on This Duckburg Life, four adventurers explore the ghost of a library. But these aren't just any adventurers. They're like family to me because, well, they're my family. From Duckburg Public Radio, it's This Duckburg Life. I'm Huey Duck. Hold on to your tails.
Why are we here in this phantom structure? We are on a quest for a map to the greatest treasure in the world. But first things first, the rules.
Act 1. The rules.
Number 1. The library appears for 13 minutes every 100 years. By the time I finish saying this, we will have exactly 12 minutes for our mission and no time to spare. Number 2. And this is very important. If you speak any louder than I am speaking right now, you will be vanished and banished out of the library.
You heard, Mr. McD. Everyone use your super quiet voice.
See?
Wow.
And just like that, Launchpad was poofed outside the library, never to return.
No loud talk. Got it. What's number 3?
The ghost library contains spirit books.
Books that died?
Of natural causes? Or murder?
Neither. Spirit books are books that have never been written, only dreamed of.
A ghost of a library? Spirits of books? Oh, it's hard to stay quiet because this is amazing.
Okay, did someone dream up a book that is not super boring? Because that would be amazing.
Well, I dreamed of a book that held the map to the greatest treasure in the world. Is that not super boring, Dewey?
Still be better as a TV show starring me.
Shh! Let's go find it. Follow me.
And so they went. But they'll be back after a word from our sponsor.
Renowned inventor Gyro Gearloose here. Are you tired of buying a mattress and struggling to fit it through the door? Just once would you love to order a mattress then carry it up the stairs in your pocket? Well, now you can. Today, I am proud to offer Shrink Mattress, the only bed that comes with my patent Shrink Ray. Simply point the ray at the mattress and zap, and then watch in awe as it instantly shrinks to the size of a nickel. Once your teeny mattress is inside your bedroom, just hit the reverse button on the shrink ray and zap it back to its original size. What could go wrong? Shrink Mattress. No more heavy lifting, no more hassle.
We've arrived at Act 2 of our program. Act 2. Boo-ooks. I'm joined now in the studio by a library expert, the McDuck Enterprise's archivist, Miss Quackfaster.
Thank you. Now, libraries are glorious labyrinthine book temples that will trick you, trap you, and steal your soul.
We're just talking about the ghost library, right?
All libraries!
Okay. One thing I find interesting about this library in particular is that it has books that have been dreamed of but never written.
Yes, it's true. Did you know that it has unwritten books by some very well-known authors?
Like who?
Jane Austen, Maurice Sendak, Shelty Silverstein.
Okay.
Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, Oscar Wilde Dog, Neil Gaiman.
Yeah, I get
George
it.
George R.R. Barkin, J. Arf Arf Tolkien.
Are you done?
Cocker Spaniel Lewis, Madeleine L'Orange, Judy Plume, Raoul Dog, Ernest Hummingbird.
This is a long
F.
list.
F. Scotty Fitzgerald, Snarls Dickens, John Steinbach, Kerr Vonnegut.
Wow.
Philip K. Duck, Truman Capoodle, Jack Kerouac.
You're still
Margaret
talking.
Quackwood, David Fox Terrier Wallace, Shel Silverhawk, and Dr. Goose, to name a few.
Wonderful.
It truly is. The great unwritten works have attracted the world's greatest adventurers to their doom since that dead library was born.
Doom?
Why, the greatest explorer of them all was a victim of that library. Ferdinand Magellan.
Ferdinand Magellan? I didn't know the library got him.
He didn't talk about it much, as he'd been gotten.
For those of you who don't know Ferdinand Magellan, he was a Portuguese explorer who sailed across the Pacific Ocean and had a life full of great adventures.
Learn more more by visiting your local library. To meet him yourself, visit the Ghost Library.
Wait, he's there?
Oh, yes. Now he works for the very library that got him.
Shelving and sorting, or...
If you see Ferdinand Magellan, you're just as doomed as he was. He's there to stop anyone who got in from getting out.
Yikes. Hate to hear something like that.
He'll grab you in his tree trunk arms and hold you there to the disappearing hour, and then you'll end up just like him, trapped forever, working for the library.
Oh, okay, I'm not comfortable with that. Will our heroes meet Ferdinand Magellan? Find out after this commercial break.
Hello, Gyro Gearloos here again. Did one of your loved ones recently go missing with nothing but a mattress and a shrink ray left behind? My apologies. I believe they ordered my shrink mattress, which was accidentally shipped with a backward shrink ray. And now I suspect that all of my customers have accidentally shrunk themselves. But fear not. Today I'm proud to offer Teeny Person Finder Robot. Simply place the robot in your home. Then, once your shrunken loved one is found, just hit the reverse button on my shrink ray at... Oh, this part's important. Listen, point it backwards before zapping.
Gosh, I'd hope this works.
Teeny Person Finder Robot. Let's just hope it gets better.
We've arrived at Act 3 of our program. Act 3, Dewey Decibel System. Scrooge, Webby, and Dewey are making their way through the Ghost Library to find a map to the greatest treasure of all time. The Ghost Library was pulling all sorts of tricks on our three heroes. There were the whispers.
Dewey. Dewey. Dewey.
What?
Dewey.
Stop making that beautiful word scary.
Dewey. Dewey Duck. Dewey Duck.
You're not gonna trick me into yelling. No way. Oh, Mal, stupid ghost.
Uncle Scrooge, Dewey poofed.
We'll get to see him soon enough, but we've got to hurry. We only have 3 minutes left to get the treasure map and get out of the library, or else...
Or else what?
Or else we get trapped here until the library comes back 100 years from now.
Oh, yeah. There was one more rule. If you're in the Ghost Library when it disappears after 13 minutes, you go with it.
Libraries!
Sure. Whispers weren't the only trick the library had up its sleeve.
Watch out, Uncle Scrooge! Periodicals! Magazines! Flapping in!
Oh, no, you'll have to do better than that.
Paperbacks! Flying paperbacks!
Ow! You will not get me to yell. Give it up! No, not even with hard covers, I'm afraid.
Ow! That was my foot, you beastly bothersome book bin! Webby, it's up to you!
Oh no, all alone. Uncle Scrooge was the only one who knew where his map was, and I'm running out of time.
Webby.
Shh, I'm thinking.
Webby.
I can't concentrate with you whispering my name, so stop. You'll have to speak up. I can't hear you.
Webby!
Whoops.
Okay, now, what do I do? How do I find this map? This place is completely full of imagined books. That's it! If I imagine a guidebook... Your Complete Guide to the Ghost Library by Webigail Vanderquack. Well, look at that. Scrooge's treasure map should be right... here! No time to lose. I have 30 seconds to get out of this library.
I fear you are gravely mistaken, young lady.
Oh my gosh, Ferdinand Magellan, what are you doing here?
Why, same as you. I am trapped here.
Oh, but I've got a good 15 seconds and the library hasn't trapped me yet.
No, but I have.
Webby had been grabbed by Ferdinand Magellan and had to escape him and the library. Did she make it out?
Of course I did. I'm Webby Vanderquack.
Of course you did. You've joined me here in the studio. But second question, how'd you get past Ferdinand Magellan and cram 5 minutes of escaping into 10 seconds of time?
You have the recording. Play it. I am Yowie!
You poofed yourself.
Yep. Took me right out of the library.
Oh, you clever wee lassie.
That's right. We've got Uncle Scrooge here to answer the big question. You got the treasure map. What next? Are you mounting a hunt for the greatest treasure in the world? And can I record the trip to use in the podcast?
I'm not hunting anything. I'm locking the map in my money bin where no one can ever find it.
But the greatest treasure in the world
is mine. My treasure. The map tells you how to get into my money bin. I had to get it in order to keep anyone else from getting their hands on it.
Of course.
Of course, of course.
The biggest prize Uncle Scrooge could imagine was the one he already has. And that concludes this episode of This Duckburg Life. You can let go of your tails now.
Hey, hi, it's me, Gyro, again. Did you recently order my teeny person finder robot after your loved one accidentally shrunk themselves? Well, as I'm sure you're aware by now, after the robots rescued your shrunken loved ones, it somehow turned evil and used the reverse setting on my shrink ray to enlarge itself. Okay, and now we've got giant robots rampaging all over Duckburg. So, today, I am offering anti-teeny person finder robot mecha suits to fight back against the robot apocalypse! Hooray! We need recruits!
Here, Uncle Donald, read this.
Once again, this Duckburg Life is a production of Duckburg Public Radio. Staff includes Kino Desano, Dan Siegel, Joe Crowley, Kina Hicks, Ben Acker, Megan Gonzalez, Bob Simon, Sam Riddell, I love Sam, Mountain Grumpy, Jordan King, Ethan Grafton, and Tara Eden. You know I got things to do, featuring the voice talents of Danny Booty, Ben Schwartz, Kate Matucci, Devon Tennant, Pat Bennett, Jim Rash, Tara Waldron, Suzanne Bledsley, and Tony Anselmo. With very generous support from Matt Youngman, Celestia Lewis, Susanna Olsen, Laura Reynolds, Madison Bigman, Colin Robinson, Christian McDonald, Bob Snow, Tana Johnson, Aaron Brown, Julia Pleasant, David Wright, Leona Beckett, Dan Powers, Carolyn Roach, Jeanette Rainbower, Tim Mullen, W. Stewart Jones, John Royer, and Sean Lemon Lee. Did all these people really work on this?